This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are making a pathetic bid to save Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe, buddy. And you know what? I'd love to run against him, to be honest. Anybody like that, if you can't beat him in a debate, you got a big problem, folks. You can't beat him in a debate, you can't be president. Because what are you going to do against President Xi and Kim Jong-un? You can't beat Sleepy Joe, but now we're going to meet with Kim Jong-un. I don't think so.
Oh, there is a ton of humor in a President Trump rally. There really is. It's just something to behold. We've been getting some texts from listeners saying, hey, how about this line? Can you play that line? So if you got a favorite, text us 701-367-2054, and we'll play your favorite today. You get the next hour to talk to Senator Kevin Cramer. You can call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let me first give you some updates on the weather situation affecting the roads. Portions of I-94, I-29, and Highway 2 are now closed due to severe winter conditions and zero visibility. I-94 is closed westbound from Bismarck to Fargo. Holy buckets. How about that? I-94 is also closed eastbound from Bismarck to Valley City. I-29 is closed northbound and southbound from Grand Forks to the Canadian border. Think of that. And Highway 2 is closed eastbound and westbound from Rugby to Larimore. The north central portion of the state in and around Devil's Lake experiencing still very heavy snow and whiteout conditions. Secondary state highways in the area are impassable. They're blocked. Motorists should not travel. Plows in this area are being pulled from the roadways in the Devil's Lake and surrounding areas due to zero visibility. North Dakota Department of Transportation snow plows are not out right now and will not be out until it is safe to do so. So operations on hold, understandably, there. So again, I-94 westbound Bismarck to Fargo closed. Eastbound Bismarck to Valley City closed. I-29 closed northbound and southbound. Grand Forks to the Canadian border. There is no I-29 at this moment in Grand Forks. Oh, my gosh. And Highway 2 closed eastbound and westbound Rugby to Larimore. So you got the very latest on the situation there. So here's the deal. We're going to talk with Senator Kevin Cramer about last night's event with the president and what he thinks of the president's popularity here in the Midwest. We're going to talk about some things that have been in the news recently. There is a bit of news that has broke just now, and that is the back and forth over the president's tax returns, which have been in court, have now bounced back to an appeals court that has said Donald Trump must give 8 years of tax returns to the Congress for an investigation. So obviously that will be appealed all the way to the Supreme Court, no doubt, and that one has been the Supreme Court has been used before. In this case, the president's been winning more than he's been losing in the Supreme Court, so we'll see if that happens on this one as well. I hope that he wins, if nothing else, just for precedent, that you can't change the rules in the middle of a game. And right now, the rules are a president is required, candidate for president, required to give a certain amount of information related to their financial standing. It's, a financial form that's filled out, and, you know, how many assets do you have, what are the range of assets, that type of thing. That's been the law. And, of course, the Democrats have changed it to wanting the tax returns of the president, and there's been an obsession there. So more of the same, for sure. Is Senator Cramer on?
Yes.
Very good. It is the Talk Radio Town Hall. I'm in Minneapolis. He's probably in Bismarck. And weird that I'm able to come to Minnesota and escape bad weather, but I guess I have. And we'll see what happens when I get back. Good morning, Senator Kramer. How are you?
Well, good morning, Scotty. I'm doing very well, thank you. I did blow some snow off my driveway this morning. Had to run over to Prairie Public Television Studios for a hit on Fox Business with Stuart Varney. Got here to the federal building, to my office, and walked. Just as I was walking in the door, President Trump called, and so I was a little late calling you because I just spent about 6 minutes with him on the phone talking about China and soybeans, and so it's a good good day today for all of us. So,
okay, well, we have more breaking news. More breaking news. Senator Kramer just got off the phone with President Trump. We just got off the phone with his son, but wait, that's the best
thing. I listened as I drove in, as you were talking to Don Jr., as I drove into the parking lot here at the federal building in Bismarck, and then you just wrapped up, went to the top of the hour break as I was walking up the stairs, and then I got this, you know, this phone number that I'm very familiar with that comes on my cell phone, and it's always the same person. And Don Trump and I, the President Trump and I had a visit right after you and Don had a visit. So it was good. But anyway, the reason he was calling was to talk about China, mainly talk about China and soybeans. I, of course, expressed my appreciation, by the way, Scotty, for the President's shout out to our friend, your friend and my friend, Jason Lewis, last night in Minneapolis. Jason's exactly the kind of guy that can win, the type of Republican that can win Minnesota in a year like this. So, I did take a moment away from soybeans for a minute to talk about Jason because he's just a great guy, and it was fun to see him last night.
Well, he had to be pretty pumped up because that event last night was epic, really, when you consider, you know, the Target Center jammed to the rafters, you know, another, 80,000 people that wanted to be there that couldn't be there, you know, 20,000 more of them outside. But I said last night, to me, the story of that night was not Donald Trump, although he is amazing, and I think he's able to electrify a crowd unlike any politician in anyone's memory ever, you know. But it's the crowd. It's people. They truly have this man's back. They love him. I've never seen anything like it. Have you?
I have not, certainly not in politics. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like it in rock and roll. I never saw an Elvis concert, but what I love about it and watching it, and I know how perplexing it is to the Washington and New York press corps, because I talk to those guys a lot, and I know they don't understand it. But being a Midwesterner, being somebody that's, you know, that's plain spoken and that appreciates authenticity like we do in this part of the country, and I think a lot of parts of the country, we've just neglected them for so long. I get it. I get why crowds love this guy, because they want to have his back because he has their back, especially the working men and women of this country. And that's who he talks to, and that's who talks back. And then how about the cops? I mean, that was one of the most touching things I've ever seen at a political rally, was the affection that they poured out for Donald Trump. And, of course, he reciprocates because he loves him. And, frankly, it's becoming a big differentiation between our two parties. Law and order. It's one of the major reasons, maybe the main reason I'm a senator today, is because our party stands for law and order. Theirs stands for sanctuary cities. You know, it's just kind of remarkable, but it was fun to watch on TV. I was grateful to be watching it from the warmth of my living room with Chris for an hour and, 40 minutes last night while the blizzard raged on.
No kidding. I want to ask you a little bit more about your conversation with the president related to China. It sounded to me like last night, he, you know, several times mentioned that negotiations were going well. You could tell that it was in the air and it was on his mind. What's the latest?
Well, you know, he is going to be meeting with the vice premier this afternoon, and they're all in Washington. They were there yesterday negotiating. It sounds like things went very well. The president didn't give me any real specific insights other than his optimism. But I, as I shared with him, I said, I'm optimistic too, but I also guard my optimism with some reality when it comes to China, because China so oftentimes gets you close to a deal and then changes the goalposts. And then even when you end up with a good deal, they still continue to change the goalposts. So, but I think whatever they get done, my sense is whatever they get done, and they may get something done this afternoon, It will be if it's an interim type of a deal, Scotty. You know, we've been hearing this that maybe they're going to agree to a few things while they continue negotiating the bigger things or the other things maybe the broader things. But whatever they do first, it seems to be agriculture focused. And as you know, they announced another large purchase of soybeans yesterday that the Chinese did, and they're making these purchases now. So we're seeing some very good things. Now, I also will tell you, I did tell the president that our biggest challenge now is getting the soybeans off of our field this year. While we have a lot stored, we are not just in the middle of a winter blizzard, but we're in the middle of a winter blizzard that was preceded by unprecedented rains, and it's getting scary to think about getting the crops off. But we also talked about the RFS and the move he made last week with Andrew Wheeler, and I thanked him, by the way, for sending Administrator Wheeler, EPA Administrator, out, and, of course, Dave Bernhardt, the Interior Secretary, out, and of course, Robert Wilkie, our VA Secretary, but especially the two that deal with agriculture and natural resources, because the rollback of regulations are about as important as these markets right now.
Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. We'll continue after this. Your call's welcome.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or text 701-226-8503.
North Dakota's number one hot tub, Hot Spring, for a reason. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Hot Spring that much better?
It's the absolute best ownership experience. For 43 years, we've been doing three things better than anybody else, and it's better massage, better water, better energy, and those are the things that really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not at all. And we want you to use these products because of the wellness aspect, and you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. You should want to use it, too, and we're making it easy right now to get into a Hot Spring hot tub with easy financing, 5 years, no interest, no payments, and don't make your first payment until 2020.
What a deal that is, and I know we love it. 20 minutes a night, absolutely a game changer, a great addition to just your overall life, to be able to have a little time to decompress for the day. It's fantastic. You'll love it, too. Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your next Republican senator from Minnesota, a man that I've known, a man that is tough and smart, a man that's running against somebody that's never done a damn thing in the Senate, Mr. Jason Lewis. And Jason did a great job in Congress. Congressman Lewis, thank you very much. And thank you for putting up with all of this stuff, because I'll tell you, it's going to be nasty. It's going to be nasty. They're going to make up stories about you. They're going to say things that's going to want to make your wife say, why did I marry this guy? Just say, don't worry about it. It's just another phony story. Thank you very much, Mr. and Mrs. Lewis. Jason, thank you.
And, you know, Jason Lewis getting a shout-out significant in the fact that he's not yet the endorsed candidate. He will be the endorsed candidate, but usually, you know, they're careful about that before. I want to talk with Senator Kramer a little bit about how he thinks Jason Lewis would do in the Senate. But first, we have to talk with our friend, C.J. Adak Diesel, who is finally got a little bit of a break with this crazy weather to call us on the phone and tell us how things are going at Adak Diesel. Busy guy, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we got dug out this morning and we had Hull Seasons Roofing. We ran from them, so they came over, dug us out. So a big shout out to them and got everything cleaned up around here and just back at it. You know, just we got a truck from Harvey that I'm working on right now and got my guys working on a couple other things. And yeah, it's just go, go, go all the time. I wish I could have been down in Minneapolis with you. That sounds like a fun time.
It was, but I'll tell you this, Donald Trump will be back a lot in the next year. No question about it. We just need to get him close to the border, but he's going to be in Minnesota a lot. They're pouring a lot of resources in, and it's very obvious with a crowd like that, he knows that that he's welcome. So it'll happen time when you got a little time to do it, and you're not on the business end of a semi-truck or a pickup or a tractor getting it back on the road, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, it's hard to say the way, you know, how busy it stays around here, you know, but I'm definitely going to try to, you know, get to one of his rallies and support him. But, yeah, no, it's a good day, you know, even, you know, with the snow, even though it's hurting the farmers, it's one of these things, you know, it's hard to knock moisture, even though right now it's just a bad time, you know, but, you know, I'm trying to keep the farmers rolling. I had one farmer from Stanley call me today and just letting him me know he wasn't going to get his truck down here. But, you know, we're trying our best just to keep all the farmers rolling, you know, with this crappy weather is, you know, bad as what it is. So,
well, that's good of you. That's for sure. I mean, my thoughts and prayers every single day, this entire season, the trade negotiations going on, the terrible weather, the prices. A lot of stress out there, so that's great.
Absolutely.
If you want to get in the queue for the great help from CJ and the team at Adak Diesel, 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011. All things diesel, they got you covered, adakdiesel.com. Thanks, CJ.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Scott.
Senator Kramer, I want to return to the the conversation with the president related to the soybeans. And a deal getting done, and you're thinking maybe even something could be done today, and it's good it's in agriculture. Beyond, obviously, getting that trade deal done, we've got the USMCA that's done and not signed. Now we've got impeachment going to, you know, DEFCON 5. Is there any possibility that this is squeezed in the middle of this, you get this done before the end of the year?
Well, it's a really interesting question. It's really a political question, Scott. We know already that there are more than enough votes to pass the USMCA in the House of Representatives. We know there are more than enough votes in the Senate to pass it. So the only thing holding it up is Nancy Pelosi. She has to bring it up for a vote on the floor of the House. The president has been very generous to her politically. He's given her lots of room within her own conference to work. She's reciprocated by engaging in this full-blown impeachment process. And that's really unfortunate. So, you know, while I had been optimistic for a long time that she was going to do this because she's got a lot of members like Colin Peterson right there in Minnesota and several other more moderate members and from farm country around the country that need this and want to have this vote, I was optimistic that she wasn't going to throw them under the bus. She seems to be under the thumb of the AOC plus three crowd and the radical left like never before. The whole, you know, impeachment, no matter what, make it up if you have to. So that causes me some concern, Scotty, as optimistic as I've been. Now, that said, it may be that Nancy Pelosi, you know, cut a deal with the crazies and said, I'll let you go ahead with this phony impeachment inquiry, but then you have to let me bring up, you know, USMCA for a vote or something. Maybe there's some deal like that going. I don't know. That would seem optimistic to me. But this is why, at this point, while they've negotiated in good faith, while Bob Lighthizer has met every one of her demands, while he's been meeting with the working group over in the House made up of a bunch of Democrats that want us to reopen the whole deal, you know, we now have to, I think, put political pressure on her to bring this thing up for a vote. But in the meantime, we've got the Japan deal that he did. We've got now the starting of a India trade deal. These bilateral deals don't fall under the same TPA authority that the USMCA did, which means that Congress does not have to be consulted or doesn't have to vote up or down for it to take effect. So my guess is he's going to try to avoid that from now on, and who could blame him if you've got a hostile House that doesn't want America to succeed?
And, of course, that is way more impact than the China deal, does it not? When you look at our largest trading partners with Canada and Mexico, I mean, the win for North Dakota that comes from the USMCA, the improved NAFTA, can't be understated here, can it?
Well, it's very, very important, Scott. And remember that we got some real important concessions. And I say we, I mean, I talked to the president personally about negotiating some concessions from Canada as it relates to our grains and the way they're graded up in Canada, the discrepancies. And we got those concessions in the USMCA. So there's some very important advantages to USMCA versus the current NAFTA that we'd like to see in place. So, yes, it's huge, obviously, that Canada and Mexico are our largest trading partners. But China's a lot of people that eat a lot of food, and, of course, they have livestock that eats a lot of our product. And so we, you know, everything is good as long as we're selling to hungry people, and it's good for agriculture. So we can do them all, Scotty. There's no reason we can't. And right now we're on a bit of a roll. The president's on a roll, and the only thing I worry about is that Democrats want him to fail more than they want America to succeed, and that they'll try to put roadblocks in the way of our progress as a country.
Okay, Don from Bismarck, hang tight. I'm going to go to you right when we come back from the break, because we just don't have enough time here to get your question in, but you're first to go when we come back. Others welcome at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. I do have one text comment here for you. It says, my wife saw Kevin on the Barney Show. He done good, and he mentioned snow. Thanks. There you go.
Reminder, I-94 closed westbound Bismarck to Fargo, eastbound Bismarck to Valley City, 29 closed north and south from Grand Forks to the border, 2 closed west and east from Rugby to Larimore. We'll keep you up to date. More What's in Your Mind is on the way.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
The 2019 Ports to Plains Alliance Annual Conference is coming back to Williston for the second time in 4 years. Wheels of Progress is this year's theme. The dates are October 15th through 17th. Agenda highlights include Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford keynoting a luncheon. There'll be a panel discussion with leaders from the Bakken oil field, discussion on four-laning U.S. Highway 85 across the remainder of North Dakota, and much more. Registration is available online at PortsToPlains.com. PortsToPlains.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dry conditions and the arrival of Santa Ana winds in California are spelling a soaring wildfire risk. One of the big fires, which exploded overnight, is in the northernmost neighborhood of Los Angeles. And the LA County Fire Chief David Richardson says more than 1,900 homes have been affected by evacuation orders.
This fire continues across the city of Los Angeles, through the county of Los Angeles, and ultimately, as we've seen with the Woolsey Fire and other wind-driven fires, this most likely will end up in Ventura County before it's all said and done.
That fire is currently 0% contained.
An Iranian oil tanker has reportedly been struck by two rockets off the coast of Saudi Arabia. Iranian officials say the ship's on fire, leaking oil into the Red Sea, and there's been no claim of responsibility yet. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
You are so great, so respected. You don't even know how much our public loves you. You don't know it. You don't know it.
That's the president. A little shout out to the law enforcement there, and of course the crowd, as you can hear, the decibel level about took the roof off. Interestingly enough, the cops, law enforcement. I always feel like cops sounds like a derogatory term, but they have these great shirts now, cops for Trump. So I think we're okay saying it. But the comments of the president about law enforcement and having their back brought the loudest applause. Without question, a little decibel meter proves it. Equaling that was the pro-life issues, which I thought was fantastic. I mean, he's talking about everything, Ilhan Omar and Biden and, you know, the swamp. But the pro-life issues, every time you mentioned it, we have some proof coming up here in a little bit. By the way, I want to talk about concrete for a moment. I've talked about the strength of concrete. I think everybody knows concrete's strong. But the safety is something we don't often talk about. If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. United Laboratories learned that inferior building products mean greater fire risk. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. And not just fire hazards, wind. You know, concrete, the best material to stand up to wind. Tornadoes, hurricanes, it does it. Learn more at ndconcrete.com. ndconcrete.com. Got questions? Find your local concrete contractor at ndconcrete.com. Don in Bismarck. Don in Bismarck is next on the Talk Radio Town Hall for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Don. Don, are you there?
Oh, probably have Don now. Hey, yeah. Don?
Yeah, I'm on. Okay.
Okay, go ahead for Senator Cramer, Don. You're on.
Sure. Good morning. The Democrats move from one false narrative about the president to another. Currently, of course, they're making all kinds of accusations about a simple conversation with the Ukrainian president. But they moved past the Russian collusion and the Mueller report because it didn't get what they want. However, you know, we do have William Barr and another attorney, Durham, looking into the origins of that Russian collusion. That whole hoax. And what frustrates me so much is that it takes forever to get these reports. I don't know if we ever got an official report from Horowitz. I mean, we got something. But at any rate, what I would, you know, in business, a lot of things we got to get done yesterday. But with the government, it just takes so much time. What kind of pressure can you as a senator or some others put on William Barr? Or why doesn't Trump just say, hey, I want that report by X date, and let's get it out so it doesn't continue to drag on.
Don, thanks for the question. I understand the frustration, but I have to say one of my pet peeves is when I watch an NFL football game and a quarterback throws a long pass to a receiver that the safety closes on, and he bats the ball away at the last second and pounds his chest, points to the heavens, thumbs to himself, look how great I am, and then the next play gives up a touchdown pass. Or, you know, a running back runs in the end zone, scores a touchdown, and, you know, does the jitterbug in the end zone to show how great he is, and then they lose the game 40-7. I think what we have to do is we can have the drama that the House can create with all this phony stuff. The House is a body that is controlled completely by the Speaker and the majority. But at the end of it, if you have nothing, all you have had is some, you know, short-term glory. When you have the responsibility as the Attorney General of the United States doing an investigation, you don't get to come up with a report with, you know, this short of the evidence. And so what I would say is let's have a lasting victory rather than try to match them, you know, story for story on MSNBC. That at the end of the day, the evidence will lead to the truth. Much of what you're seeing right now, Don, with regard to the quote impeachment, non-impeachment inquiry, is Democrats were stung so badly by the Mueller fiasco that they thought all the evidence was going to prove one thing, and of course all the evidence exonerated the president, and Mueller himself performed so pathetically and embarrassingly in front of Congress that they're not going to run that risk this time. They're going to try to convict Donald Trump in the public arena without evidence, because their case always unravels, to your point. So what I would say is I even think the Horowitz report may be incomplete, but I would expect more information fairly soon on that, and same with Barr's investigation into the origins. Remember, when you're seeking truth, it takes a lot longer than when you're just trying to wrap a message around a narrative that you've already determined.
Books have been written about that collusion, including one by Greg Jarrett, setting out everything about that Russian hoax, and I don't understand why things just can't move along, but I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. Well, and remember, authors don't have the same responsibility as prosecutors. Greg Jarrett's a good, no doubt, a very good attorney, but he's also a TV personality and an author selling books. So that doesn't mean it's not true. It just means that it's not maybe ready for a jury.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Don. Appreciate it very much.
That's a common frustration, Scotty, I think. We all feel that. I feel that. Even in the Senate, when I talk to my Republican friends at lunch, I sometimes find I'm frustrated by their willingness to accept a slower pace than or less fight than what our constituents want.
Let's go to James and Manda. Next, Senator Kevin Cramer. Talk Radio Town Hall. Questions or comments, welcome. Text us. I've got a few of those waiting to go here at 701-367-2054 or 226-8503, or call us 701-258-0550. Go ahead, James and Manda, Senator Crane.
Hey, Scott, thanks so much. Long-time listener, first time calling in. Senator Cramer, I wasn't able to attend the event last week for Israel, but my wife was able to go, the Christians United for Israel at the downtown in Bismarck, and they just talked about how awesome it was to hear you speak, and I just wanted to call in and let you know how thankful we are that you are a strong supporter of Israel and your views, and that you stand up for your views, and then also I'm assuming you'll be at the summit in June, is that correct?
Yeah. Oh, good. Yes. Yeah. No, I appreciate that. Are you planning on going to that?
I'd really like to. I know our church is a big supporter of it. Our pastor is actually Pastor Ron, the one that he was actually the MC at the event the other night. So yeah, I'd really like to. But I was just wondering if you'll be speaking at that event as well.
Yeah, it'll all depend on our own schedule, of course, the Senate schedule. One thing's for sure, during the summit, as you know, a lot of members and a lot of folks come from North Dakota and other places, and they do a fly-in, and I always meet with the people that are there from North Dakota. And if I can, I, of course, I like to get to the summit, and if an invitation presents itself and the opportunity does, I'd love to speak. It's interesting. I don't know. You're blessed to live in Mandan and probably don't have to read the Fargo Forum, but last week, Fargo Forum ran a story on the front page of all things. They have evidently a very anti-Semite, anti-Christian writer. They put right on the front page. It came up with the, you can't even imagine how warped this story was, void of any truth, but the anti-Semitism is frightening to me that Fargo Forum would allow that on their front page.
I agree. I read most of the article and just completely false narrative. It's terrible.
Yeah.
So it's really a shame.
Scotty, he was talking about eschatology and end times. And of course, none of this has anything to do with the Christians United for Israel whatsoever. You can't find any evidence of it anywhere. There might be some people out there somewhere that think if we can get all the Jews to Israel, then we can hasten the end times as though somehow God is going to go on our calendar. But it demonstrated an ignorance of scripture, of course, is what it really
is.
Find yourself to pray for people like that.
Appreciate the call, James, very much. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. I want to piggyback on that a little bit. I asked Donald Trump Jr. a question. I bumped into some protesters, two protesters talking to two supporters after the debate, four women. And one of the women, basically boiled it down to she didn't think the president had enough etiquette and a president needed etiquette because you set this example for the rest of the country. And so we were talking about that. And there's a lot of people out there who are Trump haters, and you know they have this vile reaction towards anybody who is Christian that supports the president because they think that their definition of Christian is I don't know if they want to jump to calling you a hypocrite or what it is, but they twist themselves into pretzels, freaking out, saying how can you support this guy and claim to be a Christian? What do you say to people that say that?
Scripture is full of people who. God used as a vessel for his purposes that you might find offensive. Some of them were his disciples. All of that said, Scotty, I don't think it's any big secret. I wish that he didn't use as much, it's as many swear words as he does when he speaks. But I also know his heart, and I also know that no president, including some of our very devout Christian presidents have stood for religious liberty, at least not since Abraham Lincoln, have stood for religious liberty and actually forced the issue like this president has. I mean, he gave a speech to the United Nations General Assembly on religious liberty. When you think of all of the things the president of the United States could talk to the UN General Assembly about, he chose religious liberty. And so it's not hard for me to understand. I mean, he's the most pro-life president we've had. There are some wonderful former presidents that I know and love that are pro-life, but nobody's done as much for the cause of babies and human life than this president has. And so it's understandable, again, why maybe some people wish his manners were better or different. But I also think, Scotty, God uses some of even these flaws to his glory because you need a fighter. Remember, Jesus told his disciples, be gentle as doves, but wise as serpents. You know what I mean? So you need to be able to win the battle. And Donald Trump certainly does that. And do I wish he was kinder and gentler sometimes? Sure, I do. But I'm grateful he's president.
Did we lose Scott?
Well, we might have.
Oh, I'm here. What?
Where's your mic?
I'll let you pop.
Mayor of Minneapolis got him. I thought maybe the mayor of Minneapolis cut his cord.
I-94 eastbound, Bismarck's Valley City is closed. Westbound, West Fargo to Bismarck, 94 is closed. And two close east and west from Rugby to Larimore. We'll keep you up to date. More with Senator Kramer and Scott Hannon. What's in your mind? 701-258-0550.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Washington, D.C. could use a few more patriots these days.
So this is an all call to join us for a tour of the nation's capital, December 10th through the 14th. I'm Scott Hannon. My wife Maria and I put together a once-in-a-lifetime collection of incredible sightseeing, history coming alive, great meals, and a wonderful opportunity to get to know some fellow Americans who love this country and want to drain the swamp. Hurry! This trip will fill fast. The deadline is October 15th. Go to am1100theflag.com for all the details.
In today's crowded higher education field, there's one university whose quality and personal care stands out from the crowd. The University of Mary. The University of Mary offers truly affordable, flexible adult education because your success is our priority. Here, you matter, and we're with you every step of the way to make sure you succeed. Choose a university community that cares about you as a student for life. Discover the university that cares at online.umary.edu/discover more.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Veterans, active military and veterans appreciation event, complimentary meal coming up Thursday, November 7th. Ticket information will be on the way. The 2020s are rolling in. The 2019s have to go. Grab yours, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
There's nothing that the dirty political establishment hates more than a president that they cannot intimidate, own, and control. They're trying to stop me because they know that I don't answer to them, I answer to you, it's true.
I love leaving the applause there as long as possible because you never get that from the mainstream media. You get a little clip and they cut it off. But the reaction to me is as important as what he's saying. And that was another example where that's the president boiled down. That's his belief. He's there for the forgotten Americans. That's why he's busting his rear. Nobody else. And they appreciate it. You know, it's quite a match. I just sit there, Kevin, in the middle of this sea of humanity, all of who are just salt of the earth, you know, one, I mean, you don't know them all, but you look around, you say, these are just real people with, you know, no fancy suits on, anything else, just real people, you know, go about their lives, and they go out of their way to say, I'm gonna stand up for this guy. It's just unbelievable. It really is unlike anything I've ever seen. And that's why after last night, I have more confidence than ever. Here we are in the middle of downtown Minneapolis. And, you know, a crowd like that and a reaction like that, but the president's in a pretty good spot politically. Do you think he is?
Scotty, one of the things I said to him this morning, I said, can you imagine if you're the vice premier of China and you're in Washington, D.C., preparing to meet with Donald Trump tomorrow morning today to, you know, talk about soybean sales or and trade? And thinking that perhaps we should wait because Nancy Pelosi is going to impeach this guy. And he's watching TV, watching Donald Trump in a blue state, Minnesota, barely less liberal than Massachusetts. And he's watching that. He had to be going, oh, my gosh, I better agree to whatever he says. I mean, it's the part that the swamp dwellers don't and never will understand, even when they're there. Because you know why? And I'll tell you, when people interview me in Washington, the Washington press corps, literally I see reporters' eyes roll when I tell them, no, North Dakotans support this when he says these things. No, North Dakotans are with him on these issues. They roll their eyes like we're the dummies. And, of course, I love that. That's our advantage, that they don't know how much smarter we are than they are.
Another big applause line last night was for our buddy Mike Lindell, the man you're bringing to Bismarck. You'll be at the King Challenge Banquet at your church doing some amazing things. He is quite the guy. And you know what? Yeah. He's quite the inventor, because the pivotal this man invented is nothing short of extraordinary. It really is. And I saw him last night and talked to him, interviewed him in the crowd. I mean, people coming up, they don't say, hey, Mike, saw you on TV. They say, hey, Mike, I love your pillow. I love your pillow. You can save up to 50% off on my pillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and more right now. How about this? The body pillow, $89.99 regularly, but with promo code Scott, only $29.99. Here's what you do. You go to mypillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, then enter my promo code Scott, and you got the deal. Okay? Or call 800-506-9028. Texter for Kevin Kramer says, where is the North Dakota Farmers Union Organization on the USMCA? Are they doing anything to help get it passed?
You know, I think they are, Scotty. I want to be fair to them because, you know, North Dakota Farmers Union, Mark has been, he's participated in our events. He was with us last week on the WOTUS event. They're very pro-USMCA. The problem, I think, really is that we don't have anybody left to convince in North Dakota. By the way, I think it's important for people to remember this little piece of history. The original NAFTA deal did not get a single vote out of the North Dakota congressional delegation back when Bill Clinton was president. Of course, it was an all-Democratic congressional delegation at the time. But farmers have grown to appreciate it and like the USMCA as they should. But in fairness, I've not seen anything from North Dakota Farmers Union that would be negative. But we also, like I said, they don't have a lot to say because the North Coast delegation supports USMCA, as does, by the way, Western Minnesota and South Dakota and Montana. So it's you could say their work is done. You could say our work is done, except that we have to get Nancy Pelosi to bring it up for a vote.
All right, let's see here. We have others. Please ask Senator Kevin Kramer why he won't visit a reservation. Native Americans have much to lose. Ask Senator Kramer. Oh, I'm sorry. Ask Senator Kramer why President Trump won't visit a reservation.
I don't know that he won't visit a reservation. I don't know that he hasn't visited a reservation. I can't recall he's ever been to a North Dakota reservation, but I don't know that he wouldn't visit one. You know, it's interesting now in this election year, Donald Trump goes to the unusual places, downtown Minneapolis being one of them. He's not afraid to go where Republicans haven't always done well. So it wouldn't shock me if he'd go to a reservation at some point. Maybe he'll go to a Minnesota reservation. If he asked me, I would encourage him to, and maybe the next time I talk to him, I'll even bring that up. I think it's a pretty good suggestion because I think President Trump has some, you know, he has a message for our indigenous people, our Indian people, our Native Americans. His
message basically is, what have you got to lose? It's not like the Democrats have ever done anything for you, and let's see what we can get done, particularly in economic development and job opportunities. So I like the question. I'll take it as a suggestion.
All right, but man, we are out of time for another week. Believe it or not, they go fast. So call early, call often. Next Friday on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer is joining us on this Friday. Be careful, folks. Roads closed everywhere. It is a dangerous, treacherous time. State of emergency.
Let's go to Norway. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon, inviting you to join professional guide Carol T. Juven, who's been to Norway 179 times with over 49,000 people on tour. You can be assured you'll have a great time in Norway with this incredible guide. Join Carol and the team on the official Norsefest Fest Norway tour. It's May 25th through June 7th, 2020. See Southern Norway at its best. That's the fjords, waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. You visit Minot, sister city of Shaheen. Meet and greet Bureau Holland. They don't just tour beautiful Norway. They meet the people when they're on a Carol Juven tour. Call Carol now. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. He'll send you a complete packet of information. Sign up soon as space is limited. Welcome along to the official Norsefest Fest Norway tour. May 25th through June 7th with Carol Juven of Juven Tours.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.